This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we kick off hour number three, you are free to call in and talk live with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And more from the NPR piece about the Supreme Court hearing on civil asset forfeiture. Again, the NPR headline here says Supreme Court appears ready to make it harder for states to confiscate property. Again, this through the use of civil asset forfeiture, not criminal asset forfeiture. And I'm reminded, before we get back into the article, I'm reminded of a bill from a couple of years ago in the New Hampshire legislature that would have prohibited civil asset forfeiture in all cases.
Yeah, so lots of states have done things like that. There's a number of anti-civil asset forfeiture laws, but I still hear about cases coming out of those states.
Right, because what they're doing is they're going through the federal, and I forget what the term is when you hand something over to the feds, but it's basically federal adoption.
Right.
But there's another term for it, to where the feds will say, oh yeah, we'll put this under our jurisdiction.
Right. And in return.
And in return, you get to keep 80%.
Yeah, equitable sharing.
That's the term. Equitable sharing.
Yeah, and
but again, it's essentially federal adoption of the case to where it's then handled under the federal process instead of the state process. And even with the states that allow for civil asset forfeiture, the local police generally want to go through the federal adoption because they get a higher percentage.
Right. And I guess the question here is, well, what could we possibly do about it? Here's how ingrained this is. You would have to have some legislation in every state, ideally, right, to outlaw the practice at the state level. And then you would have to get the Department of Justice to repeal every law, get Congress to repeal every law that allows it at the federal level.
You don't necessarily need to go through the federal level.
Why not?
Get it done at the state level saying that you cannot cooperate with the feds in civil asset forfeiture.
Yeah, that may do it.
And then that saves a step because you know that Congress is never going to wind up passing anything.
Right, but you're still going to have every fed who makes a federal bust do civil asset forfeiture. So you're okay with leaving in place all of ICE and Border Patrol and that's the whole thing. If you want to nip this in the bud, I will go back to my original statement, which is this is the most egregious violation of the Constitution that is just widely spread. And I do not for the life of me understand how people are not just up in arms about this.
Right.
Probably because they don't hear about it.
And they get confused. So going back to this hearing where the police were testifying against the bill, saying three things simultaneously. We don't do this. If you pass this bill, we'll lose a lot of money.
Right.
And we need it because of drug dealers.
Yes.
Wait a second. Do you do this, or are you going to lose money if we pass the bill? Because those are different things. And these drug dealers that you keep bringing up, if we have to be able to take the house and the car from the drug dealer, that's criminal forfeiture, not civil. Stop confusing people.
Right.
Back to the article, Justice Samuel Alito pointed out in this case, again involving Indiana man Tyson Timms, whose $42,000 Land Rover was seized after he took part in a undercover drug deal where he didn't know he was selling some drugs to an undercover agent. Timms had been convicted of a crime. That's correct, Hotot replied, Hotot being his lawyer from the Institute for Justice, noting that the trial judge in the case sentenced Timms at the low end of the scale and ruled against the state's attempt to confiscate the truck, saying it was disproportionate.
Right.
Several justices wanted Hotot to clarify whether he was asking the court to adopt a proportionality rule. He said, not at this stage. All we're asking is that the court overrule the Indiana Supreme Court and declare that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies to the states, not just to the federal government. That, he said, would give the lower courts the opportunity to work out what standards to apply. Roberts opined that that may be like asking the court to buy a pig in the poke. You say, don't worry what it means, just incorporate it to apply to the states, and then figure it out later.
Man, that just sort of sums up government.
Yes.
So we're just going to do this. We're just going to declare that everybody gets free health care, and we'll figure out what that means later on.
Right. So a lot of people, and I don't often wind up, you know, going to bat for politicians, but a lot of people like to give Nancy Pelosi a hard time when she said, we have to pass it to find out what is in it.
Yes, I was one of those people.
I tried to read the bill, and there was no way that after reading any section that you would actually know what was going to happen, because everything wound up either being prefaced or appended by saying, as directed by the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Right.
So basically, we're passing something to authorize a bureaucrat to write a bunch of rules and regulations. Of course you have to pass it to find out what's going to happen, because nothing's been written yet. Well, maybe something's been written and given to the secretary of, here's what you'll wind up saying after they wind up passing it, but it's not actually in the statute that's getting passed.
You know what I can't find in the Constitution? I keep digging through it. Maybe I'm missing it. Bureaucracy? Where is that? Where is that part that says that unelected officials can make up whatever rules they want if they've been given magical powers by Congress?
Probably right next to the War Powers Act, saying that the president can bomb whoever he wants to without going to Congress.
Right.
And the part that says that you can't grow food on your own property because that interferes with interstate commerce.
I don't care if you're right, left, right, libertarian, Democrat, Republican, green. This stuff should appall you. It should turn your stomach. And this isn't about rich and poor. This isn't about anything else. This is about a country that no longer resembles in any way, shape, or form the rules that were laid out for it to follow at all. It's just not there. This applies to almost everything in our life. Virtually everything in our life is regulated somehow by bureaucracies, not by our representatives.
Yeah.
The system does not work. It is not working.
That's one of the reasons that I support what Downsize DC is trying to do.
Right.
One of the things that they have is the Write the Laws Act that would require that Congress actually write everything that's going to have the force of law. But they also have the Read the Bills Act that would require Congress to actually read all legislation before they voted on it.
God, you're talking
crazy talk.
They
also support the One Subject at a Time Act that would require every piece of legislation to deal with only one thing. That way you're not going to have Protect Our Ports from Overseas Gambling legislation. And if you think that I'm making that up,
right?
Back in, I think it was 2006, there was a port security bill where a prohibition on offshore gambling using U.S. bank accounts was just tacked on as a rider at the last minute.
That's nothing. I mean, Daryl, when we do our every few years, there's the, what's the omnibus for defense spending?
Oh, the NDAA.
NDAA.
Every year. It's every year.
Every year they have to reassign or
reauthorize
this thing.
Yeah, because the Constitution, going back to that fictional document that
right.
you reference, it says that no appropriation for the military shall be for more than 2 years. So they pass
right.
this thing every year so that it's technically not a standing army.
Right. And it just goes on and on and on. And if you think it's just the left or the right who's causing all your problems. Wrong. The system has a systemic problem.
Yes. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's more about civil asset forfeiture that we'll get into in just a moment. But first, want to make sure that you know about the latest partnership that Bitcoin.com has entered into, this time with the gift card specialist at eGifter, with many of the world's leading brands on their roster. It's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want. Be sure to check that the gift card you purchase is available in your country. Follow the instructions on screen and make your payments using Bitcoin Cash. Sit tight and the card will be delivered to you. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Again, hundreds to choose from, including name brands like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and many, many more. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. So a little bit more from the NPR article here about the Supreme Court hearing just a couple of days ago about civil asset forfeiture. And, Chris, you actually pulled up a list of some of the more egregious cases of civil asset forfeiture that we can probably get into. Again, the specifics of this case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And I'm probably one of the few people that likes to know what are the specifics of a case before the court, because everybody else, you know, they'll talk about, like, here's the broad ramifications. Well, what was the specific thing that the court was hearing?
Yeah. No, I agree with that, Daryl.
And in this case, there was an Indiana man, Tyson Timms, who had taken part in an undercover bust of selling some drugs, in this case specifically heroin. And after he made that sell, his $42,000 Land Rover was seized by police. And he said on Wednesday that he wasn't sure what his SUV would be worth today, even if he did get it back. But not having a car has been a problem for him and his aunt, who he lives with in the town of Marion, Indiana. He now is clean and has a job as a machinist about 35 miles away. He's only able to get to work because his aunt lets him use his car. He says, I've been lucky. Most people don't have an Aunt Wendy. She's on dialysis 3 days a week, and because I have to use her car to get to work so we can pay bills, she has to take the bus to get to and from dialysis.
Unreal. Yeah. A couple things at this other article, and the article is on the same thing. USA's headline reads forfeiture, forfeit a $42,000 Land Rover for a minor drug offense. Supreme Court asks skepticals, appears skeptical of state punishments.
But before you get into that, I just want to reiterate one thing that the Solicitor General for the state of Indiana said when asked the question by Justice Stephen Breyer about the limits of civil asset forfeiture. Could the state seize a Bugatti, a Mercedes, or a special Ferrari, or even a jalopy if the driver was speeding 5 miles an hour over the limit? The Solicitor General said the answer is yes. So if you think that they're only using this, or that they could only ever use this against those big, bad, mean, really, really bad criminals, no, no, no. You jaywalked and then got in your car.
Right.
They could seize stuff from you. You were driving 5 miles over the speed limit. They could seize your car because the car was directly used in the commission of a crime. You ran a red light, seize the car. There's the book, Three Felonies a Day.
Right.
Let's say that you wind up, and let's go over to Crime a Day on Twitter and just pick one of these random crimes. It's a federal offense to make a false statement in any manner within the jurisdiction of the federal government.
Does that apply to politicians?
Probably not. It's a federal crime to harass dusky gopher frogs wherever they may be found in the United States. So let's say that you're going out fishing, and while you're fishing, you come across some dusky gopher frogs, and you harass them. You then catch the fish, and you go down to the farmer's market, and you sell the fish, and then you buy something.
Right.
With the money that you got from selling those fish, you now have purchased something with proceeds from criminal activity because you harassed some gopher frogs.
And you could lose your car. Because you said you had to go, you were fishing, I assume that you drove.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you used the car in the commission of a crime, your fishing pole, whatever you bought with the proceeds.
Well, they're not going to.
That could be seized.
They're not going to seize a fishing pole, Daryl. They're not going to seize something that's worth $10. They're going to seize.
They might not.
They're going to seize.
But they could.
They could. But what's worse is they'll seize your car.
Yeah. There was a guy in Pennsylvania that had a bunch of bottles of wine seized because he had violated some goofy statute that, like, nobody had ever heard of before. And then there was the federal case of United States government v. I think it was like 416 bottles of wine.
Yeah. And here's some more examples of just ridiculous, grossly disproportionate seizures, okay? A Georgia man was sentenced to pay $360 a month while on probation for stealing a $2 can of beer. $360 monthly, which means it went on for more than 1 month. Is that proportional?
No.
A Missouri couple racked up $180,000 in fines for lacking turf grass in their yard. They didn't have the right kind of grass. So is it proportional to find them $180,000?
This was one of those hippie couples that had a garden, wasn't it?
Probably. A Michigan man who underpaid his 2011 property tax by $8.41 had his property auctioned off for $24,500. God knows what the actual property was worth. A Colorado man was fined $678 and racked up $1,680 more in collections fees for violating an open container law and driving without proof of insurance. A Florida homeowner who did not register a burglar alarm with the local government accrued $75 daily fines, resulting in a $115,625 lien on his property. Is that proportionate?
Hold on. I'm still baffled by this, and I know that you told me off the air that where we live,
yep,
there's an ordinance that businesses,
yes,
are required. This was a guy that put one in his house.
Yeah, this is a homeowner. And what they do, what they'll use as the excuse is, well, you have to register us because we don't want to have lots of false alarms. We don't want the police called a lot. So we want to, you know where all these burglar alarms are at. Well, yeah, you want to know the address so you can send them a bill. Sorry, that's what's going on.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump headed to the G20 summit in Argentina. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President
President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And want to remind you that you can watch us if you want to. Not all the time. That would be just weird. But when we're live in the studio, you can do that on the Twitch, twitch.lrn.fm. And it's not just Free Talk Live that is available on Twitch. There are other shows that happen in these studios. Those are available. Sometimes there are Twitch-only after shows. Those, as the name would imply, available on Twitch. And then sometimes people download from Twitch and then upload to Pornhub, they did that with the first one. That was kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
But you can, again, watch us over at twitch.lrn.fm. And we've been talking about the criminal injustice system, specifically about this asset forfeiture case that is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. And, well, I found a somewhat related case. Not related to asset forfeiture, but related to the horrible criminal injustice system. This from Reason.com. A longer piece, so we probably will not be able to get through the entire thing, but I will post links on the social medias. And this is about three strike laws that are sending people to die in federal prisons. In 2014, the article begins, 26-year-old Tennessee resident Chris Young was sentenced to life in federal prison for a drug offense. The judge, in his case, had no choice but to send him to die behind bars under an obscure three-strikes law for prior drug crimes after prosecutors filed what's known as an 851 notice. The filing, known for the section of U.S. Code from which it's derived, was originally intended to give prosecutors leeway to avoid some of the harshest mandatory minimums on the books. But as the drug war expanded, the threat of an 851 filing became a prosecutorial bullying tactic used to dissuade defendants from exercising their constitutional rights to a jury trial. It also tied the hands of judges, taking away any discretion they have over sentencing, and has sent hundreds of drug offenders to prison for life.
It's always disgusted me. I mean, you kind of get it. It's like, okay, this guy's obviously a career criminal, so, you know, he's committed three murders, or, you know, he's killed one person this way, he's killed another person, he raped a woman. It's not that.
No. These are people that, in most cases, probably had an amount of drugs that was deemed intent to distribute.
Right.
There's not even, you know, necessarily the requirement that they were attempting to distribute.
Right.
It's just intent to distribute. Oh, you had it in small little bags.
Yeah.
Intent to distribute. Oh, you had a lot in one big bag. Intent to distribute.
Right. You had bags with various amounts in them. Obviously, yeah. Intent to distribute.
Reason says Congress may take up reform soon, but only if tough-on-crime conservative senators and President Trump's new acting attorney general don't scuttle the legislation. Young has since become the poster child for criminal justice reforms that would limit the length of those sentencing enhancements. And one of the strongest supporters is Kevin Sharp, the judge who was forced to sentence him to death behind bars. Sharp dealt with a lot of drugs and gun cases as a U.S. District Court judge in Tennessee, and Chris Young's case was in many ways not unusual. Young was a peripheral figure in the bust of large drug rings, yet even though he was facing serious charges of cocaine trafficking, he rejected the plea deal that the federal prosecutors dangled in front of him. Prosecutors responded by filing an 851 against him using two prior low-level crack offenses that he'd been caught with when he was 18 and 19 years old. The combined weight of the drugs in his previous convictions amounted to 7.5 grams, roughly the weight of three pennies.
Wow.
In 2013, a jury found Young guilty of drug conspiracy and possession with intent to distribute more than 500 grams of cocaine, attempted possession with intent to sell within 1,000 feet of a school, and possession of a firearm in the furtherance of a drug crime. Because Young had at least two prior drug convictions, Sharp was bound by law to sentence the 26-year-old to life in federal prison.
So this house all sounds like stuff that you would have under a Republican, like, tough-on-crime president, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. So let's go through the history, at least with the states that have some sort of three-strikes laws. The oldest one is a habitual felon statute, which New York has had since 1797. So that goes back a little while.
The Federalists, right, who became the Republicans, if you believe the Republicans.
Right. You had Maryland, which added a habitual felon
home
statute.
Home of the gerrymander.
1975, well, home of Spiro Agnew during a lot of that, and very much a corrupt state. You had, and it's just sort of onesie-twosies, Texas had a three strikes with mandatory life sentence since 1952. And here's when it really picks up.
California, 1980s?
1993 to 1995 is when we got the biggest jump. We added 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
counting
7,
on
8,
air.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
more
21,
counting
22,
on
23,
air.
24, 25, 26 states added three strikes or habitual.
Over half.
Yeah.
in a 3-year period.
Habitual sentencing for habitual criminals.
And for people thinking that I can't count because 93 and 95, that's two. No, you count each of those years. So yes. 93, 94, 95, it's a 3-year period.
My point being, this wasn't under the big bad guise of Ronald Reagan being tough on drugs or even Gerald Ford or even Bush the First. This was all under Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, a lot of people forget this, he had a lot of things that were not really very friendly to the Constitution outside of things like trying to sneak in health care and things like that. It was when crime was really, really going up and we saw this huge increase across the nation in violent crime. And the response was, one of the responses was these ideas of three strikes laws or habitual offender laws. And
this Section 851 that applies at the federal level,
right,
according to Cornell, was passed in 1970.
Okay. Been there for a long time, used at the federal level.
Right.
But you had this explosion in the states during the Clinton years.
Right. Right.
And it's really bad. It super inflates the amount of people we have in prison. For those of you who do not know, that's one of the things that the United States still leads the world in.
Go back and look at the charts of prison population, and you will see this just astronomical rise in the 1980s with the introduction of mandatory minimum sentences at the federal level.
Right.
And then, again, there's this three strikes thing that, passed in 1970. It's going to take people a little bit of time to wind up getting that third strike.
Well, and it really took the states accepting this during the early Clinton years.
Continuing on here for Judge Sharp, Young's 2014 sentencing hearing was little more than judicial theater. He says the sentence that everybody knows is coming is certainly more harsh than is necessary, and I wish it was not that way. That, by the way, a quote from Sharp during the sentencing hearing,
right,
where his hands were tied, metaphorically speaking, and he was forced to put somebody in prison for life. More on this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Before we get back into the article here from Reason about the absolutely horrible thing that is the federal three strikes laws, I want to make sure that I thank Reasonable Voice, who is a silver amplifier. Reasonable Voice is one of several people that donates at least $5 per month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can learn more about the AMP program over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Again, Reasonable Voice, thank you for being an amplifier. Again, jumping back into the article from Reason about, you know, they're talking about the entirety of the three strikes laws that wind up basically being misused and sending people to die in federal prison because, well, they had a couple of past convictions and they didn't want to take our plea deal, so we filed this 851 notice.
So you think they're misusing it that way? I think the whole thing just is, it is unconstitutional. I think so. I think it's a disproportionate levy against someone who has committed a crime. I think your crime should stand. If you commit a crime that society believes should be life in prison, you murdered somebody in cold blood, first degree murder.
Yep.
You're going to jail for life. Okay, done deal. But this idea that you stole a car and then you sold some drugs and then you crossed a state line with, you know,
raw milk,
three strikes, you're going to jail for the rest of your life.
Right.
Is that proportionate? Of course not.
No. And, you know, there's sadly no requirement that the punishment be proportioned to the crime, even though there is the, you know, claim of, well, the punishment fits the crime. That's not a legal maxim that's written down anywhere.
No, but
that's just a thing that people say.
The last story, this whole story about the civil asset forfeiture has to deal with the idea of proportionality in sentencing.
Right.
And that is something we should be talking about.
Right.
But again, there was a mention in this reason piece about the specifics of why this particular person, Chris Young, had the 851 notice filed against him, and it's because he rejected the plea deal. To where prosecutors right. said, oh, you're not taking our plea deal?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to prison for the rest of your life.
Right.
So it is used. Whether or not it should even exist is a completely different question.
Right. I agree.
It is used to target people that don't want to take a plea deal.
Right.
And again, the outspoken critic of this isn't Chris Young, the 26-year-old that 4 years ago got sentenced to life in prison. No. The outspoken critic is the judge who handed down the sentence. Let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in. That the person who is criticizing the three strikes law is the judge that used it.
Yeah. How horrible is that? And this is an Eighth Amendment question. To me, it's all about the Eighth in this particular case. The text of the Eighth Amendment reads, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. So when you're talking about that is proportionality. That's what that is saying, that you cannot require so much money that nobody could ever get out on bail.
Yep.
You cannot fine them so excessively that it's absurd.
Pay off the national debt.
Right.
You, Chris, have to pay off the national debt, otherwise you stay in prison the rest of your life.
Right. And tell me how committing I'm going to go ahead and let's say it's three victimless felony crimes.
Which is what happened here with Mr. Young.
Three victimless crimes, no actual victim except for arguably society, which is how they phrase all these things, causes life in prison. You've lost freedom for the rest of your life until you die.
Well,
that is cruel and unusual.
The etymology of the word crime came from offense against the king.
Right.
So while I like the statement, no victim, no crime, it's not historically accurate.
No, but it's morally important. That's my point of view. I do not see that when, quote-unquote, society is the victim, then that is worthy of punishment.
Right.
That's a personal thing.
Continuing on here, when Young had a chance to address the court, and I'm presuming this was after the judge handed down the sentence, where the judge said during the hearing, the sentence that everybody knows is coming is certainly more harsh than is necessary, and I wish it was not that way.
Right.
When Young had the chance to address the court, he launched into a long speech about what he'd been reading and learning over the past 4 years he'd spent in county jail while his case drug on. He referenced Greek philosophers and figures from early American history, such as the lesser-known signers of the Declaration of Independence. He talked about monetary policy, the leadership of the Federal Reserve, Adam Smith, John Maynard Keynes, and his heroes in the world of business and finance. He also talked about where he came from and how he grew up with a drug-addicted mother in a house where the electricity and water were often turned off. How as kids he reeked of the kerosene used to light his house and took showers at neighbors' places where he could swallow his pride. Now, when Young was 18, his older brother committed suicide and he found the body. Sharp recalls listening to this speech from behind the bench. I'm just listening to this thinking, oh my God, what are we doing? Sharp wasn't a bleeding heart. He believed that Young deserved hard time, 7 to 9 years, if the judge had his way. Young had also accumulated a long rap sheet during his teenage and young adult years. But to Sharp, the thought of condemning him to die in prison seemed insane.
Yes.
At one point, Sharp stopped to talk about books with Young and recommended some novels by British author C.P. Snow. He was trying to draw out the hearing. Quote, just so I don't have to say, And here, the former judge's voice still catches on the words 4 years later, life. An estimated 400 federal inmates are like Young, currently sentenced to die in prison under 851 enhancements, according to the Buried Alive Project, an advocacy group that works to raise awareness of life sentences for drug offenses. Section 851 of the U.S. Code is applied in only a small chunk of the annual federal drug cases, but the shocking dirty little secret of federal sentencing, as one judge put it, is an incredibly powerful tool that prosecutors use to coerce defendants into plea deals and hammer those who reject it.
Yep. Unreal. 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 And I just, like I said, I don't know how everybody wants to be, and especially politicians, I'm tough on crime. You know?
Yeah.
I'm tough.
That's why
on crime.
In states where, and, you know, there are pros and cons to electing judges. But there are statistics that show in states where judges are elected, harsher sentences are handed down in the year of the election.
I don't doubt that.
Because tough on crime.
I got to get the papers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. And, you know, it's tough to think of felons and show a lot of sympathy. You know what I mean? It's not intuitive to most people. They're like, well, that's a bad person. Well, sometimes, but, you know, sometimes these felonies all occurred when the kid, and I look at this as, right, as a parent, when they were 18 to 25 years old.
In this case,
you're a kid.
Yeah, 18 to 24.
Yeah.
The first drug offense, 18. Second drug offense, 19. In those two cases, he had a combined 7.5 grams of cocaine.
You know what kept me from having a felony conviction for drugs at age 18?
Having good friends that didn't let you do drugs?
Luck. It's pure and simple. That's the only thing that you could ever say. And a little bit of guile. I guess I got out of a couple things that could have got me busted for something like that. But, you know, I at 18 years old, yeah, I probably had felony levels of drugs from time to time. And you know, because of that, that could have been a strike. Two more busts like that, jail for the rest of my life.
The decision by a federal prosecutor to file an 851 notice is no small thing. When an 851 notice is filed in a drug case, it makes an offender's third felony drug offense, state or federal, no matter how long ago the previous two offenses were, subject to mandatory life in prison without the possibility of parole. Tell me how that's fair. But you got to do it tomorrow because we're out of time for tonight. This is Free Talk Live.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets at CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.